Welcome back to the Hot to Bets Daily Pick Show here for Wednesday, January 31st. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Got some great games on tap here for Wednesday night, so we'll jump into some of those here in a second. Before we do, though, quickly looking back to Tuesday night's card. Not looking terrible through the first half of both of these games. Would like to see a little bit more out of Ball State, but South Carolina really showing up. So hopefully we can get a couple of wins there. Nonetheless, though, check the link down below to the website or the YouTube community tab to see the full results for those. And if you haven't already joined the Discord server, click the link down below. You can get my recommended unit size for all of my bets. It is exclusive over to Discord. So if you want to see what my best bet is for all day, for each day, and you know, just who I like in all of these games, definitely go join the Discord server. Link down below. It's absolutely 100% free to join these days. And I really appreciate all you guys who have joined. So keep doing it. I like it. And let's jump into today's show. Now, we start today's show out with Charleston Southern taking on Radford. And defensively, this Radford team has been fairly strong this season. 75th overall, while Charleston Southern, the 323rd overall team here entering this game. And really, for Radford, a lot of their success has come on the defensive end of the court. Their shot defense only giving up a 49.8 effective field goal percentage, while Charleston Southern allowing a 53 effective field goal percentage. And Radford has really played decent in conference play here, but certainly had a good non-conference schedule do come into this game following a strong win over Presbyterian. And even though the model doesn't give them a ton of credit on the offensive end of the court, they have shot the ball decently well here this season. A 36.3 effective or a three-point percentage for them on the year, while Charleston Southern only hitting a 32.6 three-point percentage. As far as the model goes here for this game, likes Radford at home, a 12.61 favorite towards them here entering this game. As far as the odds go for this one, we're way lower than I thought they might be coming into this game. We opened at 6.5, have quickly come up to 7.5, but that is where we currently sit. A 10.39% edge towards Radford coming into this game. And Charleston Southern has just really struggled this season in conference play, especially on the road. And I know Radford has dealt with their fair share of injuries here this season, but they've not been a bad team. And while they've had some up and down performances, sure, in conference play, defensively, they're the much stronger team. Offensively, they've shot the ball well. And I think they get this one done at home. Taking Radford, -7.5 here against Charleston Southern. Now, for this next game, we got one of the rare late season non-conference games, Chicago State taking on Duquesne. Overall, for Duquesne, have been a fairly strong team here this season, especially on the defensive end of the court. And obviously, you know, Chicago State being an independent school this year, and last season for that matter, has made their scheduling a bit weird. I mean, their last two games were both against non-Division I opponents, which certainly at this point in the season is a rarity to see. So who knows exactly what kind of shape they're in, certainly after those two games at home. But they only have four more games, including this one, on the schedule. They only have three games in the month of February. Certainly have already hit the, you know, large part of their season, again, because they are an independent and, you know, conference play is the time of year that they slow down. But nonetheless, Chicago State, despite having the win over Northwestern earlier in the year, hasn't been a great basketball team. Certainly, they've improved since what we saw a few years ago, but their offense has struggled, and they haven't been a whole lot better on the defensive side of things. And while Duquesne maybe doesn't have the best offense in the world, has been fairly strong defensively this season, only giving up a 48.3 effective field goal percentage, and have done a really good job forcing turnovers, a 19.9 turnover percentage from their opponents here this season. Not to mention, they've been strong at home, wins in their last two games at home in conference play, St. Bonaventure and Fordham at that. And I think going up against the Chicago State team here in this one, Duquesne is going to be at a pretty sizable advantage here. As far as the model goes, has them as a 16.34 favorite here entering this game. The book's not quite as much credit, but does have Duquesne as the favorite. We opened at 12, still sitting at 12, the best side towards Duquesne. It's come up to 12.5 on the Chicago State side, but an 8.47% edge towards Duquesne in this game. And I really just think on the road in this matchup, coming off of a couple of non-Division I games, Chicago State is really going to struggle. They just don't have the battle that is a conference schedule to, you know, keep them in shape against some of these better teams. Not to say Duquesne is the best team in the world, and obviously Chicago State has played some tough opponents this season, but Duquesne defensively is very, very tough. They played some tough opponents here in A-10 play, and I think at home in this game they get a pretty big win. Taking them -12 against Chicago State. And we head to the American for this final game as Wichita State takes on Tulsa. And overall, this Wichita State team has struggled a little bit this season. Not to say that Tulsa has been the best team in the world, but certainly Wichita State thought they would, you know, get things going back in the right direction with Paul Mills. And there through the start of conference play, the month of November, did look like a fairly good basketball team, but certainly struggled against some of the better teams during non-conference play and have struggled against some of the better teams in the American this season. But they got their first conference win on Sunday against a very good SMU team at home. For Wichita State, an impressive win in that one, but it's not like Tulsa's been a terrible team here this season either. They have also kind of struggled against the better teams, but got a couple of conference wins against UTSA and a road win on Saturday against Rice. And overall, this Tulsa team has somewhat impressed me. They've shot the ball decently well, but their defense has played very good, only giving up 30.6% from beyond the arc. Now, Wichita State has done a decent job defensively as well, giving up 32.8%, but Wichita State has really just struggled to shoot the basketball, and I think Wichita State on the road in this game could struggle with that Tulsa defense a little bit. As far as the model goes, likes Tulsa at home, a 8.42 favorite towards the Golden Hurricanes here coming into this game. As far as the sports books have it, pretty close to pick'em odds, opened at 2 -1.5, currently at +2 -1.5. Depending where you're looking there, kind of odds all over the place, right around that even money mark, but a 16.08% edge towards the Tulsa -1.5 line here coming into this one. And overall, it's a Tulsa team that, like I said, I've been decently impressed with. Yeah, have they beat great teams this season? No, but they're not playing a great team in Wichita State here in this game. I think Wichita State struggles to shoot the basketball, especially coming off that SMU win. I think they have a bit of a letdown spot here. I'm taking Tulsa -1 against the Shockers. And that'll do it here for Wednesday's show. And if you want to see more sports betting action for everything going on today, head over to hightipbets.com. Take a look at the computer model picks up on the website. We got college basketball action every single day. Of course, the NBA, NHL, horse racing picks being posted every day. Got UFC action coming up here on Saturday. And of course, the Super Bowl here in a little over a week and a half. So go take a look at all of that over on the website. Also, follow the social links down below, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, to stay up to date with everything that's going on over there, as well as for watching here on YouTube. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future uploads. And if you haven't already taken advantage, subscribed, joined the Discord server, go join it. Linked down below in the description. Get my recommended unit size for all of my plays. Appreciate all you guys who are over there, and thank you for watching today's show. I will see you guys tomorrow.